Moshe hides his face. He's scared of looking at Hashem. Says Rav Chalap, usually when you love someone, you want to look at them. Moshe was scared that if he looks too much, so then he might imagine to himself as though he's, I got it. I perceived Hashem. And I've seen what there is to see. Moshe was scared of looking. Moshe wanted his whole life to seek out wisdom. It was more important to him to desire wisdom than to be smart. The desire was important to him. He was scared, if I look, I might lose my desire. I might think I'm smart. And that's why, later on in his life, when Hashem says about him, "Tmunat Hashem yabit," he can see what no other prophet can see. I've shown Moshe. Moshe isn't satisfied with what he's seen. And he right away asks Hashem, "Please show me your honor." And his point wasn't, I want to see. His point was, I want to connect more. I want to take everything I knew until now and make it better. I want everything to be connected to you, Hashem. Because Moshe had this tremendous desire to know more, to attain wisdom. His desire was greater than his knowledge itself. And that's what Hashem answers him. You'll see from behind, you won't see my face. Hashem promised him that as much as you'll see, there will still be many things that you will not be able to perceive. And so you will always have this desire to know more. Desire is more important to Moshe. Desire for knowledge, for connection with their Ribono Shel Olam, is more important than the knowledge itself. And what Moshe wants is that he will be connected to Hashem. When we reach a point of satiation, so then we step back. We're full of ourselves. To connect Hashem, we have to have a desire. I want more. I want to know more. I want to connect more. If I feel like I've got it, so then I sit back and I say, I'm good. Then I'm not connected to Hashem. Now, usually we take the mundane and we use it as a metaphor to understand the holy. And in this case, we could go from the holy and understand the mundane. One of the pieces of advice that my Chassan teacher taught me when I was a chatan, is he said, it's very nice that in Judaism it's recommended that a couple in the bedroom does things in the dark and under the covers. He said, when a person knows after they've been married for many, many years that there are still things that he's never been exposed to, so then that leaves a certain mystery in the marriage. There's always something to desire. There's always something you didn't see, you don't know. There's still a certain element of mystery. Man's nature is that he wants to see and know everything. We could learn from Moshe. It's positive to maintain an element of mystery because the desire is more important than the knowledge. Moshe knows that through desiring, he's connected. He has to maintain that desire. And that's why he doesn't look in our parsha. And that's why later on, Hashem promises him, you won't see everything. Don't worry. You're always going to be able to desire more. You'll always still feel connected.